Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, September 17th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were December corn down a penny and three quarters, November beans down 4¾ cents, and December wheat down a penny. The wheat was about 6 cents higher at one point, actually a couple points during the night, and then we sold off in the last hour or so. Hadn't seen any real reason for that. The dollar's down 30 ticks. We did sell, I think it was 230-some-odd thousand metric tons of beans to unknown. That could be China. Our beans right now, even with the tariffs, are competitive with Brazilian beans. And with the political problems and just all the issues that they're having in Argentina and Brazil, I think we can pick up a little bit of business here. I don't think it's going to be a lot, but I think we will see these odd sales here and there, and I'm guessing it's China, but I could be wrong. At any rate, we've got the flooding in the Carolinas. It's hard to get a handle on how much is going to be drowned out there, but, you know, it's going to shave something off the carryout out here. But again, I still believe that the final yield is going to be higher than what the government's telling us. We've got some wet weather coming in, which will delay harvest in the Midwest. Midweek, late week, depending on where and how it hits. But nothing too severe, doesn't look like. Temperatures are pretty moderate. We don't see any problems there. We'll get the grain harvested like we do every year. The biggest talk is probably whether or not those talks that they were discussing last week between the U.S. and China are actually going to take place. The Chinese came out and said they're not going to negotiate with a gun to their head. They also said that they could be backing away from any talks out here. So that's not helpful. Mnuchin's trying to get something going, but we'll have to see. The president looks like he's coming down on the tariff number from 25% tariff to 10%. That's somewhat of a concession out here. But again, the Chinese feel like they've got a gun to their head, and they don't want to negotiate under those conditions. So we don't see anything particularly positive out here. Overall, we still have the funds pretty short. We've got them short 85,000, 95, 100,000 corn, somewhere in that range, beans about 85,000, oil almost 100,000. Meal, they're still long, I'm guessing about 15 to 20,000. Maybe long a little bit of wheat in here. But, you know, at some point, I think we'll see a short covering rally by the funds, but it may be certainly a day or two away. Yom Kippur starts tomorrow night. So if you sold grain on Rosh Hashanah, you buy it back on Yom Kippur. That would be tomorrow night. So hopefully that'll be the lows, and maybe we can get a little bit of a bounce out of this thing. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.